WRCO.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news update at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There's a looming possible partial government shutdown at the end of the week. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio has more on President Trump's comments aboard Air Force One.
The House is expected to vote tomorrow on a Trump-endorsed bill to keep the government funded through September. Support for the bill still unclear. Trump acknowledging a government shutdown
could happen. It shouldn't have happened, and it probably won't.
Trump defending his trade policy after days of back and forth on tariffs.
It's going to make our country rich again.
Analysts warn importers typically pass along a share of those added costs to consumers.
Canada's next prime minister will deal with those tariffs. He is Mark Carney, a former central banker who won the Liberal Party election in a landslide. Israel has cut off electricity to Gaza, the move affecting a desalination plant, meaning drinking water for part of the territory completely shut off. Israel trying to force Hamas into extending phase one of the ceasefire. This is ABC News. Under arrest in New York City, one of the leaders of the pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University. ABC's Chuck Severson says he was picked up by immigration officials.
His attorney says Mahmoud Khalil was arrested at his university-owned apartment. His lawyer says immigration police said they were acting on State Department orders to revoke Khalil's student visa. Told by the attorney that Khalil was in the U.S. as a permanent resident with a green card, the agent said they were revoking that too, according to the lawyer. President Trump's promised to deport students protesting the war in Gaza.
North Korea firing several missiles into the sea this morning, hours after the U.S. and South Korea kicked off their latest annual military drills. North Korea considers the drills a rehearsal for an invasion. And a record-setting deal in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills signing their MVP quarterback, Josh Allen, to a six-year, $330 million contract. It includes $250 million in guaranteed money, the most ever for a pro football player. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hello, cooks and bakers. If creating home-cooked meals is a regular part of your life, Whitaker's Market is the place for you. Our bulk food department is bursting with ingredients of all sorts for baking, plus dried fruit, nuts, seeds, grains, spices, dried beans, and much, much more. Fresh, reasonably priced, and there are lots of organic and gluten-free choices as well. And on Tuesday, if you're 65 or older, you get 10% off everything you purchased. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
An update on sports this morning is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Max Strus had 17 points to lead a balanced scoring attack as the NBA-leading Cleveland Cavaliers defeated the Milwaukee Bucks 112-100 for their 14th consecutive victory. Oklahoma City was a winner over Denver 127-103, Phoenix 125, Dallas 113, Memphis 107, New Orleans 104, Philadelphia over Utah 126-122, Minnesota beat San Antonio 141-124, Detroit over Portland 119-112, and the Clippers won in overtime 111-110 against Sacramento. Michigan State got the win against Michigan 79-62. In men's college basketball. From the NHL, New Jersey 3-1 over Philadelphia, Washington 4, Seattle 2, Pittsburgh 3-1 over Minnesota, Carolina 4, Winnipeg 2, Columbus 7-3 over the Rangers. LA got a win against Vegas 6-5, Dallas 4, Vancouver 1, Anaheim 4-1 over the New York Islanders. The Brewers lost in exhibition baseball 5-2. Also, the Cubs lost to San Francisco 8-6. Baltimore beat Minnesota by a score of 4-3, and the Cardinals top the Yankees 6-5.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States, but it's highly preventable. Early detection is key. Screening is often recommended starting at age 45 or sooner for people at a higher risk. The Richland Hospital and Clinics performs colonoscopies on site and can often get you in within 2 weeks. Talk to your provider to see if you're ready for a screening.
A high of 66 today with record warmth possible. A few clouds tonight, a low of 35. Tuesday, partly cloudy to sunny and much cooler, a high of 45. A few clouds and chilly Tuesday night with a low of 26. Wednesday, partly cloudy and mild, a high of 54. 60 on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. And Friday, near 70 with rain likely at night. Right now, east to northeast winds are at 2 miles per hour, and we are at our overnight low. It is 25 degrees. That's the latest weather-wise on WRCO Radio for today. Welcome to Monday, March 10th.
Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fool in me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up a land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. I'm up in the loft, set and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream, and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't in the cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Kenny Chesney on WRCO Radio. Now, yeah, really, I don't think she does. But anyway, that's the way it goes. It is 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Certainly a great weekend weather-wise, especially to wrap it up yesterday. How did you deal with the time change? Was it good to you? I actually prefer it. I thought that was so awesome last night to have a little bit more daylight, a little more sun. It just seems like the day is longer. And especially for those of us that go to work in the dark and then come home in the dark sometimes, especially during the winter months. So it's nice to have a little bit more daylight. We're going to have certainly some nice daylight a little bit later on today for purposes of taking a walk or just getting out and breathing in some fresh air. Does this all some good? Hopefully your weekend was good, though. This is Steve Wariner on FM 100.9, Country and Community.
Couple of days isn't a very long time. Why can't I just walk away? I used to be good at goodbye. Out on the water, under the stars, I let the moonlight play a trick on my heart. You had some fun for the weekend, but I'll be in love for the rest of my life. You took me out to
right. and I always say that I'm on my way back here somehow. I should know by now. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs.
Jelly Roll on WRCO and Son of a Sinner. It's 25 degrees here this morning at WRCO, so we head toward possibly a record breaker at around 66 later today. It's getting me all itchy to get out and maybe get the tractors out and play today as well. But I think the sandbox has still got a little bit of ice on it.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Race fans, get ready.
The Hub City Spring Opener is bringing 2 days of nonstop action to the Richland County Fairground.
Richland County Fairground.
Friday, May 9th. Saturday, May 10th.
Friday night, the Test and Tune Truck and Tractor Pull kicks off at 6 p.m., the earliest pull of the season. No paybacks, just pure power.
Saturday,
it's racing for everyone.
ATVs, dirt bikes, trucks, UTVs, if it rolls, it races.
Plus, the Spring Opener Show and Shine Truck Show featuring a girls-only showdown. Racing, pulling, food and drinks. One epic weekend. Don't miss it. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com for more information.
6:21 the time. Hopefully you got the clock set right and everything, and you're ready to roll this morning. We take you back a little bit with Poco on WRCO.
In the heart of the night. walking to the ice cream stand, laughing at all the silly things that both of us say. That's my idea of a perfect day. Trying new lip gloss, making TikTok videos, staying up past midnight, wondering where the time goes. Headed to the beach, playing in the waves. That's my idea of a perfect day. Now I know, everybody knows, you can't take for granted. Times like this, we don't ever care. Yeah. Hanging with my crew, I'm here to say, you're all invited today. That's my idea of a perfect day. Gathered at the table with people that we love, hanging with family, I just can't get enough. Share a smile, pass the plate, we all give thanks for a perfect day. Now I know, everybody knows, you can't take for granted this show. Times like this, we don't ever care.
Aiden Delia on WRCO Country and Community. Our news, weather, and sports report is coming up here. Drive carefully on a Monday, the 10th of March.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma, but Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30 and time now for a news update, sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Partly cloudy, breezy, and balmy today, a high in the mid to upper 60s, and a southwest wind expected to be between 10 and 20 today. Also, a few clouds tonight and a low of 35. This morning, we're at our overnight low. It is 24 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and
Richland Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Bosco Bell Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Dairy farmers and processors in Wisconsin and across the U.S. will receive promised reimbursements under the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative Grant Program. The funding held up by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency has been released after intervention by groups including the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, which called on members of Congress to release the funds they'd voted to approve. According to a release from the office of 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, the funding was released by the USDA Friday afternoon. The pause to the program, which helps businesses use targeted grants to grow and develop new products, had caused uncertainty to 420 grant applications. The Richland Center Fire Department was called out to 16748 Round Barn Lane on Sunday for a grass fire that reportedly had spread to a structure fire. When fire personnel arrived on scene, they found a cornfield on fire along with a house and a fire close to the barn. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to just the house, but the structure received major fire in the attic area along with smoke and water damage throughout the home. In total, 4 acres were burned before fire personnel had it contained. 8 fire units responded. They were on the scene for about 2.5 hours and were assisted at the scene by the Wisconsin DNR, Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, Muscadet Fire Departments, and Richland Electric Co-op assisting. Lone Rock Fire Department provided a change of quarters with a tender at the Richland Center Fire Station as well. A reminder of the dry conditions, and before burning, check the DNR regulations website each day, have a burning permit, and make sure you call Richland County Dispatch at 608-647-2106 before doing any type of burning. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will depose Madison City Clerk Maribeth Wetzel Bale as part of an ongoing investigation into 193 uncounted ballots from the November election. Friday's unanimous vote followed sharp criticism from WEC Chair Ann Jacobs. Jacobs referred to the time lag between the first bag of ballots being opened in late November and successive missteps before the issue came to light publicly a month later, calling it absolutely shocking. A spokesperson for the city said the clerk's office is cooperating with the investigation. Also last week, law firm Law Forward initiated a class action suit against the city and Dane County on behalf of 4 Madison voters whose ballots were among those uncounted. A resolution adopted by the Dane County Board asks state lawmakers to act to prevent gun violence or allow the board to do so. State Senator Kelda Royce of Madison spoke at a press conference prior to last Thursday's county board vote. The Democrat charged the Republicans in the legislature have refused to take action on overwhelmingly popular bills, but have also blocked local elected officials from acting. Wisconsin municipalities are prohibited from enacting local gun control ordinances. The resolution asks lawmakers to approve criminal background checks for third-party gun purchases, require locked gun storage, and red flag laws. Republican majorities in the legislature have previously opposed such an effort.
I don't know how many dead kids we need for Republicans in this building to start caring about that and prioritizing their lives and their safety over their own political careers. But you know, other states have done this, and some with Republican support. This is not rocket science. This is basic humanity.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced the 6 top candidates to become the 78th Allison Dairyland. The candidates are Allison Foster of Waupun, Michelle Stangler of Watertown, Michaela Flight of Coloma, Natalie Rowe of Monticello, Olivia Lulich of Linden Station, and Sarah Hagenau of Poinette. Prior to being selected, the top candidates completed an application and preliminary interview as well. During the next couple of months, they will take part in a rigorous interview process that will allow them to showcase the communications and public relations skills required to be the 78th Alice in Dairyland. The training process will prepare the candidates for the finals, scheduled for May 15th through the 17th in Crawford County. The three-day finals include agribusiness tours, media interviews, an impromptu question and answer session, candidate presentations, and more. The selection of the 78th Alice in Dairyland will be announced at a public event on May 17th at the Performing Arts Center in Prairie du Chien, and she will begin her term on July 7th. The deadline to get a new real ID is officially less than 60 days away. AAA spokesperson Brianna Knapp says the real ID will look almost exactly like your standard ID card, except that it's marked with a star in the upper corner of the card. Starting May 7th, you'll need a real ID in order to fly domestically or to enter certain federal buildings. You can apply for a real ID in person at a Department of Motor Vehicle location or pre-apply online. More information can be found on the DMV's website.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy, breezy, and balmy conditions with record warmth possible, a high of 66, southwest winds at 10 to 20. A few clouds tonight, a low of 35. Tuesday, partly cloudy to sunny and much cooler, a high of 45. Tuesday night, a few clouds and chilly, a low of 26. Wednesday, partly cloudy and mild, a high of 54. Thursday, 60, warmer with a mix of sun and clouds, and maybe near 70 by Friday. So that's a nice week of March forecast. After a daytime high yesterday of 61, our morning low is the current reading of 24 degrees. And again, we're headed toward around 66, which 66 is the record for this date in Richland Center, set back in 1977. Again, it's 24.
It's the 54th annual sales fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry in to Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
Sports Time is sponsored this time by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a recap of high school sports from the weekend, and the Bucks suffered a tough loss last night.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and 3 points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
High school boys basketball games on Saturday. Royal was a winner over Highland, 60-53 in overtime, and North Crawford got the win against Potosi, 66-59. Those two teams, the winners, will play at Prairie du Chien coming up on Thursday. Royal and North Crawford. Elsewhere, moving on from Division 4, Darlington after a victory against Cuba City and Mineral Point after a win against Lancaster. The two teams will play at Lancaster this coming week on Thursday night. And in Division 3, Richland Center High School will host Platteville and Wisconsin Dells. Platteville was a winner over River Valley, 75-56 on Saturday night, and Wisconsin Dells beat Lodi 50-40. Girls basketball moves on to the state level this week. After games over the weekend, WIA Girls Basketball State Tournament begins on Thursday with Division I action. Barneveld and Cuba City both advanced from southwestern Wisconsin to the state tournament this weekend. Also over the weekend, the state team wrestling tournament was held. Champions were crowned in three divisions. Kaukauna won the championship bout on Saturday, 54-13 over Arrowhead. Division II was won by St. Croix Falls over Coleman, 38-34. And Division III, the Middle Point Pointers, claimed a championship with a 32-28 win over Wyawega Fremont. River Valley gymnast Anya Sefrud, over the weekend at the state gymnastics meet, finished fifth in the vault, also 22nd in the beam, and 24th in the bars, also 14th place in the all-around at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse at the state gymnastics tournament. Wisconsin women's basketball coach Marissa Mosley has stepped down after posting a 47-75 record in four seasons at a program that has been struggling to compete in the Big Ten for over a decade. The Badgers went 13-16 this season and lost 81-54 to Iowa in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin had announced in late January that it was looking into a former player's allegations that she was mistreated by Mosley and her staff. Wisconsin's release announcing Mosley's departure made no reference to those allegations. Wisconsin's last winning season for women's basketball came in 2010-2011. Max Strus had 17 to lead a balanced scoring attack as the NBA-leading Cleveland Cavaliers defeated the Milwaukee Bucks 112-100 for their 14th consecutive victory. The Cavs became just the second team to win 14 straight while scoring at least 110 points in each of those games. The 1985-86 Boston Celtics also accomplished the feat. Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points while moving into 50th place on the NBA's all-time career scoring list. 32 points by senior Cam Jones, not enough to help Marquette avoid Saturday's 86-84 loss in overtime to St. John's. The Golden Eagles are slumping down the stretch while finishing the regular season with six losses in their last 10 games. David Joplin's scored 21. Marquette had a shot in regulation, but Ben Gold missed one in the closing seconds. The Eagles are seeded fifth in the Big East Conference tournament, and they meet Xavier on Thursday. The Badger men suffered a stunning upset loss to Penn State Saturday at home, 86-75. Penn State came from behind to claim its first victory on Wisconsin's home court in 30 years. John Blackwell and Stephen Crowell each scored 19. UW cut the deficit to 2, 72-70 with 3:43 remaining, but they went the rest of the way without hitting a field goal. The Badgers will meet the winner of a play-in game between Northwestern and Minnesota. That happens on Wednesday. The Wisconsin women's hockey team is seeded number one in the 2025 NCAA tournament after beating Minnesota 3-2 Saturday. The men dropped a decision Sunday by the same score, ending their season. The women's team is making its 12th straight tournament appearance. Clarkson and Boston will meet in Madison Thursday night. The winner of that game will take on the Badgers Saturday with an appearance the next week in the NCAA Frozen Four on the line. That's a look at sports on this Monday. I'm Phil Nee.
100.9 WRCO. Sunshine, wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it.
One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? You make the coffee, I'll make the bed, I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip-a-dee-doo-dah, thank you, Lord, for making him for me. And thank you for letting life turn out the way that I always thought it could be. Now once was a time when I could not imagine how it would feel to say I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Yeah.
Vassar on WRCO Radio. Oh, it's sure dark at this time of day, isn't it? You know, that's a give and take. I like the light at the end of the day better than this morning. It doesn't matter to me. I'm already at work, right? But it is a little bit of a switch and a change after a change of the time over the weekend as well. And, well, anymore, your phone changes automatically. So I didn't worry about that. But other clocks around the house, you know, kind of messed me up yesterday a little bit. And then I have to get out the owner's manual on the microwave to figure out how to reset it. Anyway, over the weekend, Mickey 17 opened in first place in the North American box office charts. According to studio estimates, Sunday, the Robert Pattinson-led film earned $19.1 million in its first weekend in theaters across the country. Worldwide, it's earned a total of $53.3 million. But the profitability for Mickey 17 is a long way off. It cost a reported $118 million to produce. Second place went to Captain America: Brave New World, which added $8.5 million in its fourth weekend. Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru rounded out the top five movies. Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear, and always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone. If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
5 before 7, old Hank Bray is busy collecting jokes from inside his Bazooka Joe gum wrappers this morning. We'll check in about a half hour or so and see how he's doing. Right now, Johnny Cash.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fire.
ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
A high of 66 later on today. Enjoy that near record warmth today. We're at 24 right now in Richland Center.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia. After holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All the same. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that. You met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All the same. Kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Just say to margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer.
The update at 7 on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, is next. It is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. It's 24 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even